You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Al Kepke with Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you in studio this morning. Thanks for coming over and spending some time with me this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
How are things going at LSS? What do you have for us this week?
Well, busy as always, but yeah. The big news is our upcoming golf tournament, July 13th. Tremendous response.
Mm-hmm.
The good and bad news is we're full. We cannot fit one more golfer on the golf course up at Norwood Hills on July 13th. But we do have room for the auction and the dinner. So if people want to, that costs $65. And if they're interested, they can still go to our website, lssliving.org, and then slash TEOFF, T-E-E-O-F-F. And they can register for the dinner and come and support it.
Very good. Very good. So you can still participate in, is that a silent auction?
It's a combination. We do a, there's like a happy hour type reception and then the meal and everything moves very, very quick. We don't have a silent auction per se, but we have projection screens.
I see.
That they run through in about 8 or 9 minutes a piece. And we can go through maybe 40 or 50 auction items very quickly. And then we have a live auction with just about, a dozen or so.
I see.
One really exciting item this year is a fighter pilot flight.
Oh, my.
The chance to fly an F-15 or with on an F-15. I don't want anybody to just jump behind the cockpit. But that plus just a lot of other really neat things.
Wow. So are you going for that one?
I don't think I'll be able to afford that one.
I don't think I have the stomach for that one. Although that would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many.
Right. And then on our webpage, of course, the events. I think Jane alluded to several of these coming up, and it's a busy time of year. Toast for Seniors, coming up at Schlafly's in
Maplewood.
On the 27th of July. There's a winery event over in Edwardsville on August 30th. And then I need to put a plug in for Breeze Park out there in Weldon Spring. We're having our second annual benevolent brunch at Zion Lutheran Church. They partner with us to put on this brunch, and that'll be August 16th. But there'll be more information coming out on that.
Very good. LSSliving.org/events.
Yes.
You can see all these events, find information on how to register for them and when and where they're located.
Yep.
You all do fun events.
Oh, we try to keep it a variety of them, yes.
Yeah, it's a nice variety, yes.
Yeah, and brewing something up for next spring, too, which I won't go into right now, but it's going to be something very unique, beginning of 2016.
Brewing up something fun for the beginning of 2016.
I think I led you wrong on the brewing thing. It's got nothing to do with beer.
Well, coffee.
It will be a classic event, let's put it that way.
Classic.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
joking aside, the tremendous response, we have been blessed, as people know probably, about all the businesses and the vendors that we have relationships with. So the golf outing fills up rather quickly. And what I think is unique about the relationship of our vendors that understand the benefit of that outing is they really understand what benevolent care can do. And it goes beyond a business relationship. And I thought I would do today is kind of expand on five things that people may not know about benevolent care, if that's all right.
Sure.
I think the first one is the one that's most often perceived, and that is when we have to fill the gap between what Medicaid pays and the cost of care that a resident in our communities receive. We don't ask them to leave. Once they are in our communities, it's a obligation on our part to keep them there, and that's where benevolent care comes in to a great degree. They might not have planned everything carefully, but a medical crisis hits, or their health needs change so drastically that they need a lot more money to care for them, and their money runs out before they expect to. The second area is for low-income seniors in Greater St. Louis who might need help paying even just their basic utility bills or buying medical supplements to support their health. They call for help, and the extra challenge here is that our Outreach Social Services has a designated amount of benevolent care set aside for assistance every month, and we run out of that assistance by the 11th or the 12th day of the month, and we have to turn people away the rest of the month and say, well, maybe call next month. Mm-hmm. So the benevolent care that we can get for Outreach Social Services is most important. And it also, then, number three, it's used to support the residents in many of our affordable housing communities. Some of them receive in-home services, but a real exciting thing is that with the assistance of a grant from the Lutheran Foundation, we were able to place kiosks, help health kiosks, mm-hmm. in all of our affordable housing communities. There are 11 of them. And the ability to make, or the ability to have that available to our residents, there is a slight cost, but Benevolent Care will even help them that just can't even afford those few dollars a month to take advantage of those services. And it links wellness and health statistics like blood pressure, exercise, eating habits, right directly to their doctor. And and then they can be followed up on if they have signs of health problems. What this really cuts down is admissions to the hospital and their readmits, you know, after they have, you know, come out of the hospital. So it really is important. Number four, what people don't realize is that in 2014, LSS provided over $6.5 million in benevolent care. This year, it will exceed $7.5 million. And that's an astounding number, and it's increasing like 15% a year. I did some calculations, and it's out in the honor roll of donors. We thank them every year with a book, and it spells out on the last page is a staggering figure. Since 2004, by the end of this year, the benevolent care assistance that LSS has provided will exceed $50 million.
Wow.
And that is just staggering. And that's the fifth point that people don't really realize. And I think it's not our bragging about our assistance, but it's just the growing need. And so the LSS Living Foundation is all about increasing capacity, capacity for us to serve seniors, to play a vital role in this whole region of the growing number of seniors, you know, the tsunami of older adults that I'm a part of. You know, in a decade, I will be one of those maybe needing to find assistance in that area. So even more important, we couldn't do it without the servants' hearts of so many, though. So getting back to that golf outing, if you want to come to the dinner, go online, register. You can even send in a donation. And that kind of leads me into this Psalm 141 in a book by Leslie Brandt that I'd like to share this morning.
Sure.
It's a thought about reaching into the darkest depths of a person's life, as Christ does when we are in our biggest need. And I'll just paraphrase a couple of verses. He reaches into the void of empty lives and enriches and fulfills their hungry hearts. He is near enough to hear our every cry, to sense our every need, to grant us whatever is necessary to make us happy and productive as we seek to follow and to serve Him. And that's what being Christ to anyone, really, even older, you know, for us, it's older adults, the hands and feet of Christ. We have this ability because Christ has shown us how. And as we are part of Christ, we can reach into the darkest depths of the lifetimes of these people and help them through our benevolent care.
And thanks be to God for this service and the work that you all provide in your staff, working to provide this benevolent care so that our brothers and sisters, our friends, our family members can enjoy life without a lot of stress in those important years.
Yeah. The burden that's relieved, you know, we meet with families, when they're running out of money, it's just so scary. And they just don't know what to do. And testimonials just say, it's like the light turned back on in our lives.
Well, to find out more, visit lssliving.org. Al, thanks so much for coming over and spending time with us today. Always great to chat with you. God's blessings this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you, Andy. Coming up in just a little bit, we have more His Time. We'll talk with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.